Amen. Matthew chapter 20, starting in verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into the vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Verse 5. And again he went out about the sixth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found laborers or others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? And they say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. Amen. I'm going to preach to you upon this simple subject tonight, God's major. And I'll get to that in a moment. Bear with me. God's major. Let's lift our hands in this place and let's ask God to saturate us with Holy Ghost power. Father, I pray right now that You would move into this place. God, we thank You for the Holy Ghost touch that we felt already. But God, I pray right now that You would speak to our hearts. God, that You would speak to our minds. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody said, Amen. You can be seated if you'll help me preach. Amen. The Scripture is very clear when it says, Repent. And I will forgive you. It is a promise to us in this day and hour that if we will repent, God will forgive us. Amen. If you hear something you like, I'm asking you to shout amen. Nod your head or do something. Let me know you hear me tonight. The Lord has never tried to hide His purpose. From the very onset of His coming, He has never put His mission in the dark. He has never tried to hide the reason that He came. He went into the wilderness 40 days, the Bible said. And when He came from there, He was tempted of the devil. The Scripture said that the angels came and they comforted Him. We, a lot of times, we like to feel God's presence. We like to feel the Holy Ghost. We like to feel that soothing Shekinah glory as it falls among us as we're shouting and praising God. We like that. Amen. We like God's healing power. We like God's comforting power. But none of us want to go through the desert times. None of us want to walk through those hard times. None of us want to walk through the trials that take us to the comforting Spirit of God. Let me tell you something. When you're in the midst of the fire, that is when you find God. When you're walking through your hottest trial, that is when you are the closest to Almighty God. Amen. I'm not preaching you something that I do not know. For to be honest with you tonight, I'm walking through a pretty hot trial myself. But right now I've learned to find myself before God. God, I need You more than I've ever needed You before. God, show me Your glory. Show me Your direction, God, because I need You. Hallelujah. The Hebrew boys never knew God in reality until they was in the midst of the fire. They only knew Him as Jehovah, but they never knew Him as their deliverer. They never knew Him as the God that could bring them out of the fire. We just sung about it. God gave me my confirmation when they began to sing that song. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They cast them in a fire. But thank God those boys didn't stop praising God. Thank God they didn't throw the towel in. Thank God they didn't stop. Ooh. But there's some people in this house tonight. You're walking through a trial. You're walking through a hard time. Let me tell you something. You keep praising God. You keep worshiping God. You keep magnifying God. Hallelujah.
One of the toughest times, Brother Shirley, that I ever went through was when my father passed away. I stood the very next service and I lifted my hands and I praised God. I didn't understand why. I didn't understand why it had to happen. But all I knew was that God was still worthy, that He was still my God. No matter what happened, life's going to bring us problems. It's going to bring us trials. It's going to bring us obstacles that we must cross. But God is still God. He is still worthy of the praise that His people should give Him. Hallelujah. Somebody give Him praise. Somebody magnify Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We often complain about the fire. We often complain about the trial. But friend of mine, you're never closer to God until you're in the midst of your fire. Amen. The Scripture said that the Lord went through the wilderness. And then He pulled a book after He come from those trials and those tempting times. And He pulled a book and the Bible said that He quoted from Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me and He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." But it was after the wilderness. It was after the trial. It was after the temptation that those things were proclaimed. Amen. You need to keep shouting. You need to keep stomping your feet. If hell could ever slap you down, that's what they want. If they could ever bring a trial against you that'll knock you out and put you down, that's what hell wants. But tonight I'm going to stand here and I'm going to proclaim under the unction and anointing of the Holy Ghost. Throw at me what you want to hell, but I'm still going to shout. I'm still going to praise God, for He is worthy of everything. You see, He brought me out of a miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay, and I know what God has done for me. Somebody praise Him. Somebody give Him glory. Amen. You see, God's major is taking a life that's been sin stricken, and when we find God, His major is changing that life. Amen. That's God's major tonight. Amen. These statements covered everything from the spiritual man of delivering to the emotional man of healing the brokenhearted to the physical man of sight to the blind. So I'm here to tell you, no matter what you're up against, God has been anointed. He said, "I am anointed to heal the sick. I've been anointed to heal the broken. I'm here to preach the gospel. I'm here to give somebody hope." So I'm going to reiterate that to you tonight. If you have an emotional problem, hell's been fighting you emotionally. Let me stop right here. Your worst battlefield is between your two ears. In 1999... we don't fight with swords. We don't fight with those things anymore. But in our mind, if hell can come against us and get us to doubt what God wants for Living Way Apostolic Church, He can stop the flow. But I'm afraid tonight that I'm among some people that is made up in their mind. For David said, "My heart, it is fixed." And there's some people in this place that your heart is fixed on having revival. Now there's some I don't know about, but thank God there is a remnant in this place tonight that's still hungry for revival. Somebody praise Him. Somebody magnify Him. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Glory to God. In simple terms, God came to the outcast. He came to those that were scarred. He came to the forgotten. Very simple tonight. He came for you and I. He didn't come to those that didn't think they needed revival. He didn't come for those they needed Him. But He said, I have come to those that need a physician. There's some of us in this place tonight that need a heart transplant. We need heart surgery tonight before we leave this place. And I believe God Almighty wants to do that tonight. Friend of mine, quit scoping me out. I'm ready to have church. Somebody get with me. God's ready to have a heart surgery, a heart transplant in this place tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. His work, His words echoed a call. They echoed a declaration of change. For the blind, they had sight. For the wounded, they were healed. For the broken, they were mended. For the captive, they were set free. They were delivered. None would remain the same after one touch from Him. You may never get into this thing. You may never join this thing. You may never plunge headlong into this thing. But if you've ever been touched by the hand of God Almighty, you'll go to your grave remembering the night that God saturated you with the power of the Holy Ghost. You can walk out of here and think that we thought you maybe you forgot what happened. But in the battlefield of your mind, you hadn't forgot what God done for you one night at an apostolic altar. But I'm preaching to some people tonight. If you can remember the night that God took you and performed a heart transplant in your body, you better give Him praise and you better magnify Him. Hallelujah. 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 Once you felt that touch, once you felt the blood when it flows across you, once you have felt His reaching mercy, you will never be the same again. Hallelujah. What is it that makes you shout? What is it that makes you scream and holler and get so excited and get so sweaty at church? What is that that makes you get up and go to early morning prayer? What is it that makes you fast? What is it that makes you worship? It's that one touch that He gave me one night at an apostolic altar that I hadn't forgot. I won't forget. I'm going to tell hell and all the rest of you, I'm not going to sit down and shut up. I'm not going to back away and back down. But I'm ready to have revival. I'm ready for God to have His way with His church. Somebody praise Him. Come on, somebody praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. He takes the scorn. He takes the scar. He provides a healing. He provides provision. He provides you a way out. When God found some of you, thank God He didn't leave you where He found you. Thank God He didn't leave you one night at an altar when you was without Him, when you was without answers, you was without hope. You needed God, and thank God He didn't turn His back on you. So what I'm preaching to you tonight is, don't turn your back on God. Don't walk away from God, for He didn't leave you when you was begging for forgiveness, when you was wanting the Holy Ghost. Thank God He revealed it to you. Thank God that He filled you with that Holy Ghost. Somebody praise Him. God's major is still changing a life that is sin-stricken. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God. God can restore that old joy that you once had. He can put a step back in your feet. He can put a laughter back in your life. He can put joy, happiness. For the Bible said that it is joy unspeakable and is full of glory. That's what I'm talking about. God wants to give that to you tonight. Amen. God, restore me tonight. Lord, give me that re-infilling of the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. You can't live on yesteryear. What happened last Sunday night, thank God it happened. But that's gone, friend of mine. That took you through last week. That shout, that delivering power, that took you through last week. But again, we're here tonight. And I want God to give me something. I want God to change me. I want God to liberate me. I want God to do a heart transplant on me again. Amen. That's the way we should always think when we walk in the house of God. God, I want a re-infilling of the Holy Ghost. God, I want you to saturate me all over again. I don't want to ever get to the point that I think I'm all right till I sit on a pew and I'm lost and I die and go to hell. Hallelujah. If I still got two hands and two feet, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to shout and I'm going to run the aisles. If I still got a voice, I'm going to praise Him, Brother Sturdy. I'm going to magnify Him. No matter what hell throws my way, how come? Because He changed me. He touched me. And I hadn't forgot it. Hallelujah. Somebody praise Him. Come on, somebody praise Him. Some of you tonight, you feel left out by the job. You feel left out by society. You feel left out by the church. But I'm telling you here tonight, God's major is finding you right where you are and changing you. God's major is taking you from the gutter and depravity of life, iniquity, and He cleans you up. For if any man is in Christ, the Bible said that he is. It did not say that he might be. It did not say that it might happen. But the Bible said that he is a new creature. And when you are new, all things are passed away. Everything of the past is gone. But hell would love to bring that up to you and put that before you and your God. But those things are behind me. God changed me. God set me free. That's why I praise Him. That's why I give Him glory. Because He changed my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The book of Luke chapter 19. It said He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. He didn't come to those that thought they were all right. But He came to those that were lost. Matthew chapter 9 said, He said, they that are whole, they do not need a physician. They do not need me. But those that are broken, those that have a voidness on the inside, those are the ones that I have come to. Those that thought they were righteous, they didn't get what they needed from God. But those that knew they needed God, those that had a revelation, those that knew they needed God, God set them free and God touched them. God liberated them. There was a change that took place in their life. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Hell don't like what's happening tonight. There's some of you right now battling whether you want to let loose and turn loose in the Holy Ghost, or am I going to go home the same tonight? You can go home, you can have what this world offers, and you're going to lose what you got. But if you'll keep this, if you'll keep this Holy Ghost fire burning on the inside of you, then I'm telling you, every trial, every obstacle that comes your way, it's going to be just a stepping stone for some of you. It's going to be something that's going to help you reach your goal in God. We can't get there from here, folks. We got to get a hold of something. We got to let God change us. We got to let God do an operation. Amen. God's measure is change. I'm not talking about changing our doctrine. I'm not talking about changing our holiness standards. I'm not talking about changing the plan of salvation. But I'm talking about God wants to take your life that's full of sin, your life that's strayed somewhere, and taking that life and changing it and filling you up with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We were the ones that needed a physician. Don't fool yourself, friend of mine. You need God tonight. You need what God offers tonight. I was an outcast. I was rejected. I was forgotten. I was scarred and marred by sin. But thank God, when He found me, He didn't leave Shane Donaldson at an altar begging God for the Holy Ghost. But thank God, He filled me as a spirit, gave the utterance. I spoke in that heavenly language, and thank God for it. Amen. Some of you in this place, you felt left alone. You felt beaten down. You're tired of leaving the house of God and being stripped of everything you got when you got here. It's time some of you look at hell straight in the eyes and tell them, I refuse for you to whoop me and beat me down and strip my mind of everything. Musicians, get ready. God's fixing to do something. Some of you in this place, you need to let go. There's one lady right now receiving what God has come to give her. She's open tonight. I wonder, is there anybody else? Woo! Come on. Come on. I know you've heard better preaching. I know you've heard better. But I'm giving you my heart tonight. God is in this place to change somebody. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now the parable that I read to you in your hearing, everybody stand with me. The parable I read to you in your hearing said, as a householder went into to hire hands for the vineyard, the scripture said that he went out early in the morning. Hallelujah. He would give them a penny for their work. The Bible said that he came at 9 o'clock and he told them to go to work. He came back at 3 o'clock. There was guys standing idle. There's some of us tonight still standing idle. And God's back at the 9 o'clock hour, the 3 o'clock hour. Come on, I'm going to give you what those that got here first got. I'm going to give it to you if you'll just go work. The Bible said he came back at the 5 o'clock hour. And there were still people standing around. What are you standing here for? Because we hadn't been hired yet. Go and work, he said. For I'll give you what I'm going to give the others. What is right, he said. There's been a lot of times, Brother Nicky, I felt like leaving the baseball field. Because I was too fat to run fast enough. Maybe I couldn't hit the ball far enough. And I was the last to be chosen a lot of times. But there was something about it. If I stayed there on the bench long enough, and I didn't get discouraged and walk out, that soon enough they was going to have to look at me and say, okay, come on. But you know what? If I stayed on the team, Brother Troy, and that team just happened to win, even though I was picked last, even though I was the fat boy that couldn't run, even though I couldn't hit the ball far enough, if the team won, oh, Mr. Shane won. I got the same ice cream at Dairy Queen everybody else got. Because I stayed faithful. I stayed on the bench. I didn't walk out because I wasn't chose first. And this is what I want to tell somebody tonight. Maybe you don't get the solo in the choir first. Maybe you don't get asked to teach a class somewhere. Maybe you feel like you're the last to be chosen. But let me tell you something. You stay on the bench. You stay faithful to the team. And if this team wins, which we know it will, then you're going to win. For he said, I'm going to give you the same pay that I gave the one that came in first. The one that got the class. I'm going to give you the same pay. Hallelujah. But it didn't stop there. I like what Paul said. Amen. Paul got the Holy Ghost before I did. That's stupid, you know that. Paul got the Holy Ghost before I did. Paul wrote most of the New Testament. He wrote the epistle to the church. He's way ahead of me. But I'm going to get the same reward, Brother Shirty, that old Apostle Paul's going to get if I stay faithful to this team. For I like what Paul wrote when he said, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we," he didn't say I, he didn't say the 12 apostles, he said, "but we that have the Holy Ghost, that's been baptized in Jesus' name, we are going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye." So that's what makes me shout. That's what makes me clap my hands. That's what makes me pray. It's because I am going to get the same reward. Somebody help us praise Him for it.
Oh, yeah, we are praising. Hallelujah, we are praising. Yes, we are praising. Hallelujah, we are praising. It's
full of the Holy Ghost.
We are praising.
Somebody get what you've got for.
Happening in this place tonight. Don't leave here empty tonight. Don't leave here without a blessing. Don't leave here without an anointing tonight. Whatever you do, somehow submit yourself to a little bit of what's happening in this place tonight, and let the Lord make a change in your life. Let Him do something special.